You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That there may be more folks out there. Rest assured, we are doing everything we can. We have brought every single asset to the table that we have available in this city, in this county, in this state.
Authorities say they believe the two were either married or engaged. Both suspects were armed with assault rifles and semi-automatic handguns. Police also say there were three explosive devices found at the shooting scene that were disposed of. Police say they still do not have a motive for the shootings, but have not ruled out terrorism. They add they believe some kind of planning went into the incident because of the nature of the weaponry that was involved. Officials say 14 people were killed in the shootings and another 17 to 20 were injured. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan says they're still working to determine a motive.
I think that based upon what we have seen and based upon how they were equipped, there had to have been some degree of planning that went into this. I don't think they just ran home, put on these types of tactical clothes, grabbed guns, and came back on a spur-of-the-moment thing.
With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:03, it's 45 blustery degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is light rain, but don't believe it, folks, because it's bright and sunny out there. The high of 48. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 50. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 31. And then Saturday and Sunday are perfect days to bring your gingerbread houses into the library. They're going to be sunny both days with a high of 52.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL kicked off their holiday season last night with a performance by the Eric Mintel Quartet. We'll give you details. There are over 50 entries in this year's HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You must stop by the library starting next Monday and get a treat for all your senses, Jennifer. Jennifer has no problem believing in a virgin giving birth. What she can't believe is the appearance of three wise men. More December programs for children and adults. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer. Good
morning, Jim.
This song, this Andy Williams song.
It is.
It's my my son Will's least favorite Christmas song.
Oh, really?
Why? You know, want to know why?
Yes, because it's your radio partner's one of her most favorite songs.
He doesn't like it because he thinks Andy Williams is lazy in the song and sings song, lines like whoop-de-doo because he couldn't think of words for the whole song.
No, you know what it is? That's Kay Thompson effect. Kay Thompson was a singer.
See, whoop-de-doo and Dickory Ducky thinks that's lazy.
Yeah, no. It's Kay Thompson. Kay Thompson was a singer.
Explain.
Kay Thompson was a singer in the 40s and 50s, but so? She was very masculine, manly looking, so she wasn't a good headliner. She wasn't beautiful like Rosemary Clooney.
Yes.
So she did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and a lot of arranging. She's also the woman who wrote Eloise, the Eloise books.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and but she did a lot of playing
Is this music
songs.
Drowning us out, by the way?
It is not.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay.
And it's over anyway.
So what does that have to do with whoop-de-doo?
That was just her, that was her thing.
Her thing to write whoop-de-doo in songs?
Yeah, if you've ever heard him, if you've ever heard the,
Okay.
The 12 Days of Christmas. It's on this album, this Andy Williams Happy Holiday album.
And she writes whoop-de-doo in it?
No, it's not whoop-de-doo, but
instead of five gold rings?
It's I don't want to say jazzed up, but it's Helen Thompsonized.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Jennifer.
You really are.
So it's 3 weeks to Christmas Eve.
It is.
Is your house in order? Have you decorated?
A little bit. I do not have a tree up. I know you do. I'm sure you have two trees up already.
We have three trees.
Three? Where did you add your
tree? We've added a tree to our house, Jennifer.
Where did you add your tree?
In our family room.
Very nice.
Lori's logic was we spend a lot of time in there.
Well, you should have
watching
one,
TV, then there should be a tree in there.
Absolutely.
I can't argue with that logic.
No.
Okay, I mentioned at the top of the show, we started our holiday season at the Huntington County Library with our first concert of the year last night. Holiday concert of the year, I should say. A jazz holiday with the Eric Mantel Quartet. I did a little research, and it's the 10th year.
Wow.
That the Eric Mantel Quartet has kicked off our holiday shows with their jazz holiday, featuring the music from Vince Guaraldi's and Charlie Brown Christmas. Also, FYI, it's 50-year anniversary of that.
It is.
Holiday special.
I know it is.
1965, that came out.
It did.
And they, in the beginning, they didn't think it was going to be a, the producers didn't like it when they made it. They said, nice try, we'll run it once, and that's it. Interesting, right?
Indeed.
And the famous story is there was one of the animators was at the back of the room when the guy said that, and he was drunk, and he stood up and he goes, it's going to run for 100 years, and then he fell over or something.
That sounds like a tale.
You think so?
Well, how was...
a Kay Thompson tale?
No, Kay Thompson's for real. You should read the biography. It's engaging.
Kay Thompson, a homely woman?
Yes.
Why was she so homely?
Well, homely. She was manly looking. She was very plain and very, she wasn't glamorous like the women of the time.
I don't buy it.
She was in
beauty
was
in the eyes of the beholder.
She was in Funny Face. She was the magazine editor. Face. No. Audrey Hepburn was Funny Face. She was a magazine editor, and one of my favorite lines is from that movie. She used to say things were movingly dismal.
Why is Funny Face called Funny Face?
Because
what's the reference to?
It's to Audrey Hepburn's face.
It's funny?
But in a sweet way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was her nickname.
No, Fred Astaire was a photographer. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh. Fred Astaire was a photographer. He found her in a bookstore in Greenwich Village, which I really wish still existed. It looked like a wonderful bookstore. And she was trying to be a beat or an empath. And there was just something charming about her face that he found. And it was sort of a My Fair Lady kind of storyline.
Okay. Which, I hate My Fair Lady.
I did not know that.
Do not like that play. I think it's the stupidest premise for a play.
Oh, it is not. It's one of the most fabulous plays.
No, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
All Jennifer,
right, let me hear about Eric Mantel. Who made the coffee for Eric last night?
I was going to... You made coffee for Eric?
No, who made Eric coffee last night?
Eric is not as demanding as he used to be.
Thank
God. Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet, if you've never heard them, they are... People came from New York City to listen to them last night.
Wow.
And were just... I know nothing about jazz, and he must be one of the best because they walk out of there raving how hot the band is and how they just riff off each other or something. It's the free form kind of thing, but with holiday music, with the Vince Guaraldi music, they play Linus and Lucy, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to make one more point, and now I've lost
it. You were on Charlie Brown.
I don't know.
Christmas.
I don't remember. So, the weather helped cut the crowd down a little bit since it was very dangerous driving last night.
Was it?
Very foggy and rainy. So, had 100 signups, but we got like 3/4 of that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. So, it was Eric Mantel, I believe, today. If you want to see him today, he's playing in Bethlehem at Chris Kindlemart.
And he'll be at the North County Branch Library...
next Thursday, December 10th, a repeat performance. If you missed them, if you couldn't go out because of the weather, go to the North County Branch on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m. I would call ahead to make sure you get a seat, and that number is 730-6135. So we'll talk about our other holiday programs coming up on this radio show, but let's mention the gingerbread contest away, too. We are very thrilled. I believe last year we had maybe 30-something gingerbread houses.
I'd say 35-ish, yeah.
And we've far exceeded that total this year, Jennifer. We're wondering where we're going to fit all these gingerbread houses.
And I've heard tell that one of them is going to take up an entire table.
You heard tell that?
Mm-hmm.
From who?
Jeremiah.
Oh, great.
One is like a multi-part.
Oh, yeah? Who's making this one?
4-H.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get there? I don't remember seeing.
I don't know. I don't know if somebody. I don't know if somebody entered for them.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We won't turn anyone away.
Do.
But I'm very excited to see all these. Of course, the gingerbread creations will be one of two choices: either a Hunterdon County scene or building or edifice, or it's a storybook building or scene from one a children's story or a novel. So they're always great ideas, things you never think of. I believe last year the only like repeat one was like somebody did the Three Little Pigs
a couple times. Yeah.
So that's popular one.
Right.
But people, I'm hoping to see like a Harry Potter. Or
somebody did Hogwarts 2 years ago.
Did they? That would be very hard to do.
Yeah.
I believe the winner last year, if I remember correctly, Best in Show, was The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Was that correct?
I believe so.
Very nice job. We had a lot of the Black Wyvern Western Railroads. We had the Surgeonsville Bridge. We had a lot of Hunterdon County Farms. It's just a great show. So
it
next Monday, December, what's next Monday's date?
7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Thank you. But
on a
lighter note, we're going to be setting up the gingerbread houses. So anytime after late morning, stop by the library. It'll smell like a bakery, I'm sure.
And it looks really nice. You've done a really nice job.
Yes,
so
the
far.
Galleries are decorated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to fit everything on the main level so you don't have to go hunting for them.
Yes.
So we'll see. We're very excited about this. This is the 5th year we've been doing this gingerbread competition. It's grown every year. The chamber, we were just talking to Chris Phelan, the chamber president. He's very happy.
He's coming through with the prizes.
There will be a welcome reception next Wednesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. in the meeting room. We'll have refreshments. Everyone who made the gingerbread house will be there. We'll give out the awards. I guess, you're not going to be there on Tuesday, you said. How are you going to vote on who's going to win Wednesday morning? Jennifer's one of the judges, and she just let me know between the breaks that she's not showing up for work for like 4 days in a row.
Well, I'll see them on set. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday when they come in, so I can preview them.
Okay.
And we have the Fiddlers coming on Wednesday morning at 11:45.
Yeah, so double dose. You see the gingerbread house and hear the Fiddlers.
Yes, so you know what? We can look while the Fiddlers are playing.
Okay, assuming I'm going to be here.
You just told me you were.
I have to. I got to go shopping for the refreshments.
Well, I thought we could go after the Fiddlers.
Did we decide on refreshments? I have to buy refreshments for the gingerbread craft. Also that day, Jennifer, this youth services department is having a gingerbread craft.
I've got that. You got that list. I have it too.
What exactly is entailed in the gingerbread craft, do you know?
I have the flyer, but I've lost it. I don't know specifically, but they're going to put out a couple tables a couple tables in the youth services department, and they're just going to put out, you know, various craft supplies and have some examples of gingerbread houses to decorate, probably some gingerbread men, that kind of thing.
Very
and there'll
good.
Be refreshments
so
in there as
So big holiday day at the Hunterdon County Library next Wednesday, December 9th. A lot going on.
And while you're at the library, don't forget to pick up the Jim Thatch December bookmark. It is in...
Another holiday tradition?
Red and green. There's a red one and a green one. And it's a row of carolers. They're very reminiscent of, to me, of Peanuts. Are they? Characters. To me, they look.
A little bit, maybe.
Yes, and they're singing around a lamppost with a wreath.
A lot of HCLs hidden in that, Jennifer. 10, actually. 10. And December is spelled out. And there's a little, some of the bookmarks have a special little design on them, courtesy of the circulation department, a suggestion by them. Let me see the one that you're holding and see if it's on there. It is not on that one. It's okay. Only on a select few. So I won't give the surprise away.
Okay.
It was their idea for what they wanted me to do for the December bookmark, which I thought was ludicrous, but I'm a team player, Jennifer, so I gave them a little nod.
Are they inserted randomly?
Yes. They are inserted randomly. Goodness. Exactly. Okay, Jennifer, I think it's time for our first commercial break.
It is, so we will be right back after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer about some events that happened on this date, which happens to be December 3rd, in years past, and also some people that were born or who have died on this date. Let's see who Jennifer knows, who they are just by name recognition. Let's start with the events. Jennifer, let's go back to 1818 on December 3rd. Which state became the 21st state on this date? A lot of rhyming there, but I pulled it off. 21st.
Indiana.
Close. Illinois.
Illinois, that was my second choice.
Really? Okay, there was some very interesting stuff happening today, so
well, near getting near Christmas.
Don't get too excited about any of these questions. What?
It's near Christmas. People are busy.
Okay, Jennifer, the first Laurel and Hardy film is released on this date in 1927. Any idea?
The Great Train Robbery?
No. Mm. Putting Pants on Philip.
Would have never gotten that one. I'm glad Philip...
Is that in our DVD collection?
No.
Okay, Jennifer. This musical debuts at the Majestic Theater on Broadway in 1960. On this date, it became associated with the Kennedy administration.
Camelot.
Very good. Camelot, indeed.
Camelot's
about King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in 1976, Jennifer... An assassination attempt is made on whom? He is shot twice, but plays a concert 2 days later. This is December 3rd, 1976.
Oh, it's not who I thought it was.
Looking for Bob Marley. Did you ever hear that?
I never heard that, no.
Okay, Jennifer, 1994. This is just a lame one, but I needed five to round it out. December 3rd, 1994, what gaming system is released in Japan that is still around today and is highly...
Wii.
Incorrect. Looking for PlayStation.
Okay.
Do you have that at home?
No.
Have you ever played a video game?
Yeah, I used to play Wii when we had...
Did you?
And we Tuesday Wii, Wednesday Wii, whatever night we had Wii. I did.
Very good. Okay, born or died on this date. Born on December 3rd, 1826, George McClellan.
He was a Civil War general.
Very good. Anything else?
I'm sure Kiko can tell us more.
He probably can. I can tell you more, too. He was the 24th governor of New Jersey, to bring it home.
Hmm.
And did you know he ran Abraham Lincoln's second term? He ran against George McClellan.
I did not know that.
Even though Lincoln had relieved McClellan of his he was the head of the Army of the Potomac for a while, but Lincoln didn't like him because he just sat around and didn't do anything. He didn't attack anybody. So Lincoln eventually got rid of him after a couple false starts. A lot of people think McClellan could have ended the Civil War a lot sooner if he was more aggressive early on.
Hmm.
But then, because people hated Lincoln and hated the war, McClellan got popular, and they actually...
nothing about McClellan? Okay.
Don't address anything that's happening around us, Jennifer.
Focus.
See, now I've lost my train of thought. This is
they hated Lincoln.
This is radio.
Because of Civil War.
Gone. Completely gone.
Thank goodness. Move on.
Okay, died on this date in 1894, Robert Louis Stevenson.
He wrote Treasure Island. And did you know the Stevensons, they had lighthouses in Scotland?
What does that mean?
Like the family had lighthouses.
They owned lighthouses?
They were lighthouse keepers in Scotland.
I have an even more interesting fact. What is the connection with Robert Louis Stevenson and New Jersey? No idea. You ever go down to Point Pleasant and go over the bridge, over the Manasquan River, that drawbridge?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
If you look out to the right, there's an island in the Manasquan River, a pretty big island. There's no bridges to that island. You can boat out to it, and a lot of people like to picnic out there.
Oh, this sounds vaguely familiar.
A lot of picnic out there. It's like a sandy mm-hmm. beach. Robert Louis Stevenson came out there one time and had such a great time there, he named it Treasure Island.
Hmm.
And the name stuck. I forget what the old name was. People call it Treasure Island now.
How about that?
He had written Treasure Island previously. It's not like that inspired him to write Treasure Island. That would have been a better story, but Jennifer, that didn't happen. Oh, coincidentally, Jennifer, born today in 1927, Andy Williams.
He is a singer and entertainer.
Can you name all the Williams brothers?
I know Dick is one of them. That's all.
Dick, Bob, and... I don't remember. I'll think of it. Okay, Andy Williams, yes. Famous for his Christmas shows that he did every year. Then he did him in Branson. He died a couple years ago.
Yeah,
is that correct,
Moon
Jennifer?
River, yeah.
Mr. Christmas, they called him, Andy Williams. Moon River, yes, was his traditional closing song of his variety show every week. Okay, 1953, born in 1953 on December 3rd, Franz Klammer. He was an Austrian skier. I only put it because I remember the Olympics. He was an Olympic skier. I think he was a race car driver, too. But he was an Olympic skier. I just remember it being little. I loved the name Franz. I just loved saying the name Franz Klammer.
Hmm.
Franz Klammer.
Well, you keep saying
isn't that,
that
awesome?
It is.
It just sounds great. I wish I was named Franz Klammer. And then finally, Jennifer, 1960, born on December 3rd, Daryl Hannah.
She's a movie actress. She was in Mermaid. She was in Steel Magnolias.
Mermaid's close, but that was not the name of the film. She played a mermaid in the film.
Oh, Splash.
Very good. I'm surprised you knew that one. I don't know why I'm surprised, but I am.
Hmm.
That's today in history. I thought you said you had something for me now.
I do. I
and our audience, of course. This is not about just me and you.
Oh.
By the way, going back to Christmas real quick. I don't know if your thing is Christmas related.
It is.
Okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired. The annual showing of Rudolph was Tuesday night.
Was it? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I taped it. I'm going to wait for Kara to watch it.
I can't believe you don't have it on something.
No. I mean, such a classic considering the message is all wrong, Jennifer. The message of that movie is all wrong. If you're different in any way, we'll abandon you on an island. That's what they're telling kids.
I keep hoping.
If you are different in any way... And the other point, I don't understand how Rudolph was ostracized and that fireball reindeer got to hang around with everybody with that shock of red hair. He's the biggest misfit of all. What was stranger looking? A reindeer with a nose that lit up occasionally or a reindeer with red hair? But that was fine with everybody. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Because it should have been Fireball. His hair probably could have lit up the winter sky. But Fireball, it always bothered me.
Okay.
But Rudolph, yes, if you taped it. Of course, I don't know. The music is great in it. Whoever wrote that soundtrack, just light little nice Christmassy songs that you just sing along
with.
Yeah,
and Burl Ives.
And the great Burl Ives, of course. Yes.
All right, so what I did is I took some movies, Christmas movies, present, past, and there's a couple of those animated.
This is something you made up yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
So you're going to complain about it, I'm certain. There's an animated, there's a couple of these puppet animations, and I thought we weren't going to pay attention to outside things.
I'm voicing it, Jennifer.
And then one is a Christmas scene from a popular movie. So I'm going.
By the way, Kiko just confirmed that McClellan was a horrible leader, not willing to attack. And I won't say what he said about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because we might have children listening.
All right, you told me off the air.
Okay, Jennifer.
Because
I'm very impressed that you made up a trivia game yourself.
I did. And it started out really good and it kind of goes downhill, but we'll see. So I've sort of kind of done like a headline for the plot of the movie, and you have to guess the movie.
Okay, gotcha. Okay?
All right.
Interesting.
We'll see. Spinster columnist tries to fool fans with faux family.
That is Christmas in Connecticut.
That is correct. And that was the best one. I let off with the best one. I probably should have saved it to the end. Hi, Dad.
I don't like that movie either, by the way.
I'm sure you don't. Hi, Dad. Long time no see.
Hi, Dad. Long time no see. So a father has been absent for a long time in a Christmas movie.
One of your favorite.
The Homecoming.
No.
Oh, because he was gone. Interesting.
Least favorite.
Elf?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yes. He goes to New York to find his father. Very good.
Thank you. Man goes to bed cranky, wakes up on the right side of the bed.
That's A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm. Come see the dancing squirrel.
Rupert. A Christmas Wish.
Yes.
No one's going to have that one, but very good.
We will be playing, you know, on Tuesday, Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5, a little side note. I will be playing Christmas movies in the background, and Christmas Wish will be one of them.
Awesome.
Up the chimney, the tree went with a bound.
That would be the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
That was on last night. I missed it. The original, not the Jim Carrey version.
Who knew her first name was Jessica?
Who knew her first name was Jessica? Santa Claus is coming to town?
Correct. Wow, very good. Why can't you boys just get along?
That's Year Without a Santa Claus.
Okay. Don't wait till the last minute to buy your Christmas tree.
Don't wait till the last minute to buy your Christmas tree because something bad will happen. I don't know.
We talked about it earlier.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Much earlier.
Like
a Charlie
last
Brown
month?
Christmas?
Well, they didn't wait too long. They just didn't want one of those artificial ones, the aluminum ones.
No.
There was plenty of them in the lot, Jennifer.
True. From airport florist clerk to headliner in just 15 short holidays.
To headline what?
Headliner in just 15 short holidays.
Holiday Inn?
Mm-hmm. You can teach an old general new tricks.
That's White Christmas.
I told you I was real.
I told you I was real. Is it referring to Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer? Oh.
But they do say the Santa Claus in this movie. The one, the only Santa Claus.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Correct. We have a sticky situation here.
A sticky situation. So sticky is the key word here.
Mm-hmm.
Something is sticky. So bakery or food,
no.
Gingerbread.
You're sticking.
Sticking snow.
Mm-mm. Ice. Pole.
A Christmas Story.
Very good.
Wow, that's clever of you, Jennifer.
What's the matter? You got a cold?
What's the matter? You have a cold. So someone's sneezing?
No.
Someone is sick?
No.
What's the matter? You have a cold. I need a hint.
We just talked about it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Why, because his nose is red?
Yeah. And then when they put the black thing on, he talks
funny. Boy, it's getting tough, but I like it.
Okay, this last one is not a...
Oh, so that was a line. That's right. That was a line in the film. Go ahead.
I don't know if it was the exact line, but yeah. This last one is just a famous scene from a movie, a Christmas scene from a movie, and you know it.
Okay.
Saw the bells of St. Mary's, came out and found out my father was shot.
Oh, that's It's a Wonderful Life.
No, it's not a Christmas movie.
Oh, it's not a Christmas movie. Saw the bells of St. Mary's.
At Radio City Music Hall.
Okay. Came out.
And found out my father had been shot.
My father had been shot?
In the Daily News, I saw this.
It's not Spider-Man.
No, it's an older movie.
And it's not a Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie. This is a Christmas scene in the movie.
Oh. Was he seeing Bells of St. Mary's and the Godfather?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he saw?
That's what he saw. That's great what was
scene.
On the marquee.
Just a movie of great scenes. Just another great scene.
Yes. So there
but
you
it
go.
Was a Christmas scene. Very good. Jennifer, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You should write things like that for...
For what?
For like, I don't know, for parties and things. For our holiday party at the library.
You know, I was thinking...
Maybe the new assistant director can get something done with that.
Right. Not after she spent 2 days yelling at everybody. I was thinking, and I forgot to tell you at 8:30 this morning, you used to play music or do an announcement at 8:45 in the morning before we opened for the public.
I did. You want me to do that again?
Yeah, we should do it.
I would if like I got some, I felt like I was saying the same thing over and over again. If I could get some contributions.
Well, no, don't do announcements. Just do some music.
Can I?
Sure.
I will.
I just said
holiday
you
songs.
Sure.
What if there's non-Christmas people in the?
Well, they can leave the library until we get back.
Okay, it's halfway through our show, Jennifer, a little past halfway. Jim Gano joins you at 12 noon. Let me take a quick look at the weather. And while Kiko, our loyal listener Kiko, is listening, let me give him the weather forecast for next Saturday, December 12th, which happens to be the Army-Navy game. Right now, they're calling for 58 degrees and overcast skies. If that actually happens, Jennifer, that is going to be a bonus.
Where is the Army-Navy
game? It's in Philadelphia.
Oh, good.
So maybe it'd be 59 degrees down there. But Kiko, right now, 58 degrees in overcast skies for Saturday, December 12th. So we're going to be out there a long time. So don't bother me on December 13th. I will not be able to move, probably.
It's a Sunday.
But the weather, today we have 50 degrees. Is it 50 degrees out there, Jennifer?
It's not 50 degrees.
And it says the wind is only 2 miles an hour. The wind was at least 15 miles an hour when we were out there earlier. Here's your weekend forecast. Tomorrow, clear skies and 52 degrees. Saturday, clear skies and 53 degrees. And Sunday, this is December, Jennifer.
I know.
Sunday, 55 degrees and clear. Amazing. We'll drop into the high 40s, like mid, early next week, but then back up to the 50s and... Like I mentioned earlier, 58 degrees next Saturday. I hope that holds out.
Except
it's going to hit the we're going to hit that wall soon, Jennifer. But we got another week of it's been a very mild winter. The global warming people must be all this is probably the warmest year or at least the warmest fall in history. It's got to be. November was we had one weekend where it got down to maybe mid 40s. Other than that.
Yeah.
It was pretty mild. And same with October. Don't hate to raise this alarm here, Jennifer. Are you a proponent or is it global warming just malarkey?
I don't know. I don't think too much about those things.
Well, Jennifer, that's what's going to doom our planet. It's that kind of thinking right there.
Well, no, you can think about those things. I'll think about other things.
It's a real thing, unfortunately, and just I'm afraid it's too late to do anything about it. I mean, think about it. The global scale of people polluting the atmosphere, how are you ever going to stop that? How are you going to stop China from, I mean, maybe America does something go, I mean, we're much better. We're doing much better than we were doing 20 years ago.
Don't make me turn you off, Jim Thatch. This is Christmas.
Well, no. I want Christmases in the future to be merry and bright too, Jennifer, not just this Christmas. I want Christmas for my grandkids and great-grandkids to be...
Is there something you're not sharing with us?
Well, the world might end.
Well, wait, no, let's go back to you having grandchildren.
Why? I'm going to have grandchildren someday.
When? Oh, not like in the next 9 months?
No, of course not.
I don't know. I thought there was something
you wanted
to
tell us. I don't know either. That's news to me, too. okay, so welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer, we got a half hour left. Where do you want to go from here? I just threw it right over to you.
Should we go through some of the programs coming up, even though they're not always Christmas-y?
Yes, everything. Let's catch people up on everything coming up in December.
In December? All right, you start with tonight.
Okay, we have a special movie tonight called Musical Chairs. It's a romantic tale about the strength of the human spirit, love, compassion, and maintaining a sense of humor in the face of life's adventures. Jennifer, this is a special screening of this movie. How did we get this movie again? It's by director Susan Seidelman, a New York-based filmmaker who is a local resident of Hunterdon County. That's how we got it, Jennifer.
She emailed us and... Yeah.
She's best known for her films Desperately Seeking Susan, which was so-so. Starring Madonna and Roseanne Arquette. She also made She-Devil with Meryl Streep and Roseanne Barr. And the TV pilot for the HBO series Sex and the City. Wow. So this is her latest venture. It's called Musical Chairs. Should I tell you a little bit more about it? Should I whet your appetite, Jennifer?
Sure.
The worlds apart, Armando and Mia's shared passion for dance promises to bring them together until a tragic accident changes Mia's life forever. What do you think the tragic accident is?
I don't know, but I know.
Family member dies. Which one?
No, I think she is injured and ends up in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should have read the next sentence. She finds herself wheelchair-bound, Jennifer, with her dreams of a dance career shattered. Armando, though, has dreams enough for both of them when he hears about the first wheelchair ballroom dance competition to be held in New York City. I don't know what to make about that one, but Musical Chairs. Oh, now I get the title. that's tonight. Judge for yourself. Thursday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters.
And I believe the director
free and open
will be
to
there?
The public. The director will be there. Oh, gosh.
I hope
the director
so.
Isn't listening. So, yeah, if you want, well, I'd like to meet the director, who the director has obviously met, Madonna and Meryl Streep.
There you go.
So we've got a little star power tonight at the Hunterdon County Library.
And you know what? Speaking of star power at the Hunterdon County Library, the new Rocky movie Creed is coming out.
Yes, I heard good things about that.
Our own Bob Suter from Borderline Bluegrass Band is in one of the crowd scenes, several of the crowd scenes.
Several of them?
Mm-hmm. He has a purple shirt on.
I'll have to look for him.
So look for him.
I heard that Sylvester Stallone might be up for Best Actor, if that's how good it is.
Really?
Did I hear that correctly?
I do not know.
We'll see.
How about that? This Saturday at the North County Branch Library, beginning at 12:30, come and meet and greet local author Tommy Reynolds. His debut novel, The Game, Baseball and America Growing Up Together, follows the Miller family as they chase the American dream from green fields of Ireland to the heartland of America. Trace the paths of baseball and America take as they grow and struggle in unison over time. Watch baseball become a part of the American fabric as the country becomes a world power with baseball ahead of the curve on some of the issues of the time. That should have been a colon instead of a semicolon. Enjoy the ride as Reynolds takes you on a fun-filled, thoughtful gallop through across three centuries fraught with laughter and irony. Tommy Reynolds is a lifelong passionate baseball fan.
Tommy Reynolds sounds like a baseball player. Like,
doesn't he?
He sounds like the shortstop for the Cardinals or something. Tommy Reynolds.
Now
batting 324.
Yes. So that's this December 5th at 12:30.
Our holiday drop-in movies start next Tuesday, December 8th. We have six films in the series. We're starting off with The Nutcracker, Jennifer. The scene I always remember for The Nutcracker, we saw it once at, what's the name of the place in New York City that you see? The Lincoln Center. Yes. It's so cool how they do it on stage when the Christmas tree is there and then she shrinks down, but they do it by having the Christmas tree get big. It's great scenery work there, I think. You remember that?
I've never seen it.
So, yeah, so you know how she shrinks down
the
size of a mouse or something?
Yeah.
So it's very simple because the tree is regular size, but they make the tree just go up and it gets bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden she's under the tree.
Neat.
Very interesting, but very good. So that's the Nutcracker on next Tuesday, December 8th. I don't know which version, but I'm sure Tchaikovsky's score will be involved, whatever it is. One of the best scores ever written. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, December 10th, we'll continue with The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen. I just watched a little bit of that last night, actually. Do you like that movie, Jennifer?
I hesitate to say I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
And you'll make me watch it.
Very good. Elf on Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m., starring Will Ferrell, an instant classic in everybody's household but one. Miracle on 34th Street, Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m., the original version with Edmund Gwynn, I believe his name is, and Maureen O'Hara, one of Jennifer's favorite actresses.
And Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood, and Fred Mertz plays a bit piece in it.
He's like the assistant DA, or...
He's like the political advisor of the judge or whatever, I don't know. Any other like bit parts that people became famous in that movie? No?
I don't think so.
A Home Alone will be shown on Thursday, December 17th at 6 p.m. Not a big fan of that one, but I just think the acting is poor. I know it's a holiday classic. And then finally, Frozen. Disney is back with... finally writing some good songs for some of their animated features again. They lost, that's a lost art now, Jennifer, writing music for, that's why they don't make musicals anymore. It's hard to do. And Frozen was the first one in a while and actually had songs you could sing along to. So that's Frozen. Not really a Christmas movie, but lots of snow in it.
Well, there was some debate about Gremlins also, which I declared not a Christmas movie.
Okay, and that's Saturday, finally, December 19th at 2 p.m., Frozen.
Okay, and we already mentioned next Thursday, December 10th at the North County Branch Library, the Eric Mantel will repeat its jazz holiday.
And just a quick note that all the programs Jennifer and I are talking about are on our webpage. If you want more information or just to be reminded of the date, just go to hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, or the big word events. Just click on it, and all the flyers for all the programs appear magically on your computer screen. Oof. And then you have all the information at your fingertips. What a great world we live in, Jennifer.
I sure do.
The Fiddle Club, once again, is Wednesday, December 9th, under the direction of a teacher, Will Magalio. Mm-hmm. This group of talented fiddle of, in parentheses, violin players. Why do we have to... People don't know what a fiddle is, Jennifer? Well, they'll play a selection of traditional and sometimes non-traditional music. Stop in and listen to this enthusiastic group of young people and spend some time listening to the stars of the future. Once again, this is Wednesday, December 9th, special start time, 11:45 a.m. So come listen to the Fiddlers. It's a short show, probably not even a half hour.
I don't even think so.
And then you go out to lunch somewhere.
Right, where after you look at the gingerbread houses.
Where would you suggest going? Yeah, because you're going to be starving after smelling the gingerbread houses.
You could go to Bluefish.
Bluefish Grill or Jake's or what's a good... you want a good slice of pizza, go to Joe's Pizza.
Or Marinelli's.
The Deli Works on 31 if you want a sub. Where what else is good?
Coco's on Main Street.
Coco's makes a good sandwich, indeed. Shaker Cafe still open for lunch. Grill Shack on Main Street.
Yeah, I'm not sure what hours those places are open.
So plenty of places to go eat after getting the holiday spirit. Listen to the Fiddle Club on Wednesday, December 9th, 11:45 a.m.
All right, shall we take a quick break for the final commercials and we'll come back with the rest of the December programs.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness
discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterton Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterton Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We've got a couple more programs coming up in December. I've got one that isn't especially Christmas related.
Well, it might be. Everything's Christmas related, right, Jennifer? I'll bring
it up. I feel like breaking out in song. Will your Social Security be there tomorrow?
Bummer. I hope so.
I don't want to sing like, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Saturday, December.
Our audience would love if
Saturday,
you sang that.
December 12th. No, they would not. Saturday, December 12th at 9:30 a.m.
I'll sing back up.
No, thank you. On Tuesday, December 15th, stop in the Bookmark Cafe on the lower level of the headquarters library. We're going to have the kickoff meeting of Knitters Unite, and this is going to be a self-guided knitting. We're going to encourage people to knit at home in the rest of December and January, because we know everyone's very busy in December, and bring in hats and scarves for the veterans. Haven North, 100-bed temporary training center for homeless veterans up in Glen Gardner. At the former
Haggard. It's a great invention. I'm very happy that we're involved with this.
And there'll be opportunities to donate yarn if you've got stashes of yarn at home that just are just sitting around collecting dust balls. So, but if you want to stop in and meet some other knitters, or if you're looking for a knitting group, stop in on the 15th.
A Colonial Christmas, Jennifer, Saturday, December 12th. The aforementioned Army-Navy game. If you don't have tickets to the Army-Navy game, I highly suggest going to see A Colonial Christmas at the North County Branch at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 12th. Anne and Ridley in Enslow will present a holiday show that celebrates A Colonial Christmas and other midwinter holidays. While dressed in period clothing, they will perform festive music on violin and hammered dulcimer, along with stories from the period and tales of good cheer. Sounds like a great. We had the Enzos at our place one time, but it wasn't a Christmas one. They just did a colonial.
Yeah, and they did one for the tricentennial too.
So they've been doing this at North for several years now. They're very talented, so I highly suggest this one. Once again, it's Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
And then on Wednesday, December 16th at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. and repeated Thursday, December 17th at 2 p.m. at the Headquarters Library is the annual tradition, An American Christmas with singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. All the favorites will be enjoyed with a few anecdotes and stories and a sing-along to bring Christmas alive once again.
And then finally, Thursday, December 17th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, the City Winds Trio Holiday Extravaganza, Jennifer. They needed to use the word extravaganza. That's how big this program's going to be. The trio will play traditional favorites, waltzes, sleigh tunes, and some contemporary classics. The unusual instrumentation of flute, oboe, and bassoon make this unique group one of the library's favorites, especially during the holidays. Come join the fun and get into the spirit of the season at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, December 17th at 7 p.m., the City Winds Trio. And that will probably wrap it up for our December programs, right? Because we don't want to do things too close to Christmas. People, that last week before Christmas, people are rushing around buying last-minute gifts. Jennifer's getting a, let me remember, something with cotton on the bottom, a basket with cotton on the bottom. That's what she wanted for Christmas.
Lined with cotton.
Lined with cotton for baking bread. Mm-hmm. She's really breaking the bank on that one.
Thank you. But while we're talking about the spirit of Christmas, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are doing another push for advertising for their outreach program for the homebound. The Friends of the Library's outreach program provides free delivery service of books and other library materials for individuals who are homebound for any reason for any length of time. Whether you have had surgery, broken a leg, or are no longer able to drive yourself, we can help. The service can also help those who live out of the area but still have elderly parents in the county who no longer drive to ensure their parents receive books and library items. Volunteers will will deliver items requested by the homebound individuals and will return the items to the library on or before the due date. So to arrange outreach service or for further information, call the reference desk at 788-1434 or email the friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com and the outreach coordinator will contact you. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, use the same contacts. So that's a really great program. And there have been times when we've had more volunteers than we have had clients. So if you're in need of that this season, contact the library and we'll get you some books.
I hate to look ahead past Christmas, Jennifer, but at our last PR meeting, we were talking about something exciting. So it'll get you looking forward to spring. We're trying to organize. Maybe Jennifer can explain it better than I can.
Jennifer doesn't remember, but give her a shot.
The Seed Library.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they're going to meet tomorrow.
Okay.
We have a patron and
explain
her mother.
To our listeners what we're going to be doing, what we're endeavoring to do here, Jennifer.
Okay. We have a patron and her mother who have approached us about starting a seed-saving library. A lot of the seeds, depending on where you buy them, they've been genetically modified or they're not taken right from.
Sounds like a superhero movie or something.
Right? Or like you ever see the Gilligan's Island where they get the radioactive vegetables?
What happened to them? They glowed.
The vegetables grow really, really big, and whatever property that vegetable has, like carrots make you see better. Whoever ate the most carrots like can see really far. But like over time, tomatoes have been bred to withstand shipping or to grow in greenhouses, and they lose a lot of the flavor. Can't remember. Milkweed. If you plant it to attract butterflies, if you don't plant the appropriate kind native.
You're going off on a tangent.
No, I'm not. Listen. If you don't plant the kind native to this region, it can destroy other plants around it. So Seed Savers
knows all this.
They save the seeds from plants that they know thrive in the area. Like if you're growing echinacea, the head is a seed pod at
echinacea
the end of the year.
Echinacea sounds like a rash you get on your arm. What is that?
It's those purple flowers, cone flowers. They look sort of like pink daisies, magenta daisies.
Oh, okay.
But that seed head in the middle in the fall dries out, and the goldfinches love to eat them. But you could save them. And what we'll do is we'll put these seeds in little packets and keep them in a library where you can come and take some. And there'll be a notebook where people can write down, you know, the seeds from this plant were really, really good, or I had trouble with this. Anybody have any ideas? So it'll be an exchange of ideas as well.
Very good. So I'm very excited about this. I think it's another great idea, another unique thing that we're trying to do at the library. So I hope it succeeds. So good luck at that. Are you going to the meeting tomorrow?
No.
I don't think I was invited, but no. I mean, I'll stop and say hello.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You exude your charm on them, Jennifer. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left. Any other Christmassy things we need to cover here?
I think we got it all.
What holiday traditions you still got to check off your list here?
We have to go to the Somerset County Parks headquarters to see the Christmas trees there.
Okay.
The community decorated Christmas trees. It's the area my mother's
family is from. Did the Red Mill do their Christmas tree?
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're still.
Is that up now?
I'm not sure if it's still up or not.
What do you mean still up? It should have just started.
It started like the weekend of Thanksgiving, I think, with Dickens Days.
I missed Dickens Days again.
Did you?
I only caught it one time. It was when I lived on Main Street. It was the only time.
It was kind of hard to miss. And
I didn't even know what it was going on. I see people walking by, and I'm going, what's the heck? I thought I was, like, dreaming or something. So, hey, I had an idea for a Christmas movie, by the way. If you can write this one for me.
I'm writing down something else, by the
way. Where maybe one of the rain... I don't know how to start it. But the premise is that all of Santa's reindeers are male, right? Maybe like a female reindeer can get in there somehow. Either an existing reindeer dies or something. I don't know. But so the story of how a female reindeer gets on Santa's team.
You're going to tell children around the world that one of Santa's reindeers died.
No, I'm just saying...
You're going to tell them the blitz
How's that going to work?
How's that going to
work? Well, that's where you come in. You got to think.
So I can soft.
So maybe just he has to retire for health reasons. But the main premise is a female reindeer working her way onto Santa's team, and all the prejudices like that Rudolph faced. Maybe I don't know, but then she becomes like the leader of the team or something.
Kiko,
girl power.
Kiko, when you take him out next weekend, please give him a good talking to.
And then Kiko probably going to give me business for even coming up with this idea. But I'm thinking of the young girls that, you know, you're trying to build women's, you know, how they're trying to build. Am I going down a bad road here?
Quit while you're ahead, Jim Thatch. Jim Gano's hot and heavy at the door waiting to get in.
Okay, let's bring him in.
Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go online, stop in, or give us a call. The library is always there for you. And now till we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll remains at 14 with nearly 20 others injured following the latest mass shooting to shake the nation. David Bowditch with the FBI says terrorism is a possible motive.
I know one of the big questions that will come up repeatedly is this terrorism? And I am still not willing to say that we know that for sure.
Meanwhile, crisis response teams from Los Angeles are making themselves available to San Bernardino County if needed. In the wake of the massacre yesterday, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says police and fire agencies are on standby to assist as needed. The mayor's office crisis response team has also offered support to San Bernardino authorities in the form of outreach to those affected by the tragedy. A leading Muslim advocacy group is condemning the deadly shooting. The Council on American Islamic Relations called the rampage that left 14 people dead a horrific and revolting attack. The brother-in-law of one of the suspects, Farhan Khan, says he is in shock and cannot express how sad he is. With continued coverage, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year, take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in store, skip the shipping fee, and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The Republic Republican presidential candidates will gather in Washington today to promote their views on national security. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump and his rivals are expected to speak at the forum sponsored by the Republican Jewish Coalition. Trump has called for several counterterrorism programs in recent weeks, including the surveillance of mosques in the U.S. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is not stepping down despite calls for his resignation by community activists. During an interview with Politico yesterday, the mayor said he has a responsibility to the voters that put him in office.